You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca.
How many years have you had the Spec Classic golf tournament?
It's completed the 12th year, so that's probably about 11 more years than I thought this sucker was going to last when they slapped my name on it back in the day. But going strong still, baby.
Well, I was talking to Jerry, and you guys are up like $1.5 million raised, which is fantastic in 12 years. That's outstanding. And you know, I had a great time with the guys I golf with today from Fountain Tire. We had lots of laughs. Our good buddy Mulligan, that was the nickname I gave him. It's because Mark, one other guy. So we're teeing off. I think it was on hole, our 10th hole, T1, and the first three of us, myself and had screwed it up, and then Mark hits one, it's a dud. And so we have old Mulligan's waiting to go. Mark's like, "Well, hey guys, we might have to hit a mulligan here." And he's just like, "Thanks for the confidence." And then he absolutely bombs one right down the pipe. So after that, we were just like, "Well, we just have to chirp you to get you to hit better." So I had lots of fun with the guys from Fountain Tire talking. I learned lots about tires today and other things, so it was a great time.
Well, the joke was that the guys from Horse Racing Alberta, who've sponsored a lot of different things along the way, they won this tournament one time. They brought up Eric Francis from the Calgary Sportsnet in Calgary, and he wasn't there this time. They had Daniel Nugent Bowman playing with them, and they didn't come close to winning. And I told them, I said, "Well, yeah, like, sure, you win because you bring up a Calgary sports writer, because if we were all Calgary sports writers, we all have a 2 handicap, because that's all we do all spring is golf." So you get an Edmonton guy, it ain't so easy, is it? So so anyway, listen, we had a ton of fun. People are so generous in our city. Jason, you've raised so much money over the years, so you know how I feel right now at the end of the day when you get to play a little part in putting $150,000 or so into the pockets of an organization like Sports Central that just does nothing but good out there. All the people that came and spent some money and donated and supported, and you know what? We're all thinking the same way in this town on days like this. It kind of makes you happy to be alive a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. Like I talked to lots of the members from Sports Central, and just, you know, their demand has gone up incredible the last few years. And, you know, the amount of, like, right now they're giving away, like, they're donating about 15 bikes a day, they were telling me. Like, that's, and just, you know, the notes they get, though, from the families of a mother whose 3 kids got a bike. And it was like you literally put light in our life. And she's just like, "Oh, like, man, that's why you do stuff like that." Like, that's because everybody out there can remember it when they were a kid. And even if you're older, but especially when you're a kid, you get that first bike and just a feeling of freedom and independence. And, you know, then you can test yourself to see, like, geez, am I a little fearful? And maybe I'm going to go off a curb. Maybe then you're graduating to jumps, and then you're wiping out your skin and your knee. Like, there's just so much that goes into it. Like, racing your friends on your bike. Like, it's honestly a bike. Yeah. When you think about it as a kid, it's such a simple thing that you probably took for granted because your parents got you a bike. But imagine finally getting your first bike at 11. Right, because you know, Sports Central showed up, and they were able to through the donation of someone else who donated their old bike. They refurbish it, they get it all set up. It looks brand new, painted everything. It looks great, and then that kid gets a bike, and man, what an unreal change in their summer.
Well, I'll tell you what, like, and I'm probably giving away something here I shouldn't give away, but when I got a guy out there who owns a business or who's considering maybe coming on as a partner for my golf tournament or for Sports Central. The closer always, Jason, is you bring them down there to Sports Central, and they walk through there and they see what the volunteers are doing, and they see the space we have and what we're doing. Every square inch has a piece of hockey gear or soccer cleat, or, you know, our bike shop is filled with all these old former, like, heavy duty mechanic guys who retired. They're all in there. The country music's on and they're fixing bikes and putting them together. I bring a guy through there and he walks through Sports Central, and they never walk away and say no, man. They say yes every time, because you just got to see it with your own eyes. Anyone out there who doesn't believe me, I challenge you. Go down to Sports Central. It's by the old Northwest Coliseum. you walk through there and take the tour and tell me if you don't feel like helping out when you're done.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic charity. It helps a lot of people be active and just, you know, some freedom, some confidence. And really, a lot of times, just, you know, getting a bike is one thing, because then you feel like a group of your friends have bikes. But getting to play on a sports team, and for some kids, it's the first time just to feel part of a team. And you're, you know, like, hip, hip, hooray, you're in there. Like, for some people, like, that's a real big deal. So, yeah, kudos to you and everybody who helped out. It's awesome.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks a lot.
The hey, the man, the Jays Yankees game last night, Speck comes down a ninth inning home run. I do want to, we talked about this earlier, and, you know, Vladdy Guerrero had three hits last night. Great, but they're three singles. And he's got one home run, I think, in his last 17 games. Heck, Matt Barger has more home runs than him. Springer has more home runs. Like, at some point, it can't just be about exit velocity on a single. You got to start seeing some big hits from this guy.
Hey, listen, you pay your best guys the most money because they're supposed to be the most productive, right? Everyone has a bad season, or maybe their number is, you know, everyone's numbers don't go up every single year. But let's look at the Oilers. People have, you know, you want to complain about the Oilers, that's fine. Here's what you can't complain about. Your top two guys are your top two guys every year, right? McDavid and Draisaitl, we never say, man, I wish they could produce a little more, right? And when I'll say this too. When the playoffs come, you never say, man, I wish Evan Bouchard would produce a little more. So it is absolutely fair to look at Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and say, let's go, man. Let's go. You're not just paid to hit singles. You're paid to hit home runs. You're paid to bang some balls off the wall when there's two men on. And don't feel guilty. Singles aren't a single's nice, and a hit is good, but it can't just be singles from Vladdy Guerrero Jr. I could find a guy, pay him a quarter of what Guerrero Jr.'s making, and he can hit singles too, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, you just, you know, especially last night, you look at it, the Yankees got all their runs off of home runs. Right? And so you can have three hits and they're singles, but that's what makes baseball so great. Is like, not, hey, there you get a one for three, but if a single gets you a one for three or a home run gets you one for three, well, now you got an RBI and, you know, you got a run scored. Like, it's just a big difference. And so I just been looking at Vladdy's numbers, and I'm like, they're really low, and the Jays are playing great. But if they want to go deep in the playoffs, he's got to start hitting some bombs. That's just a fact.
Yeah, no, the support. I mean, there's so many guys having great years. And probably in the end, you know, and we're not at the end yet. We just had the All-Star game. So, you know, I would say Chikai a little bit. This team's won, what do they want, 11 of the last 12 at home?
Oh, like, yeah, they're good.
We're not here to beat up the Jays, right? They're not going to win every night, and the Yankees are good, and they're trying too. But at some point, if you're going to get over the top, you got, you know, your best guys have to be your best guys. And that means Gausman has to give you what he gave you the other night, four-hit ball through seven once in a while. And your big first baseman's got to hit a dinger or two, man. That's why he's cashing the big check, is to hit a dinger or two. And we'll be tapping our foot if we get into October and he's still, you know, meeting out singles when you need doubles and home runs.
Yeah, but it was a great game, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the rubber match tonight as well. I don't know if you heard the interview we had, Speck, with Tony Granato last hour, and Fight for Life is a new kind of documentary series that he's coming out. It's debuting on Sunday. Clint Malarchuk will be the first one, and it just talks about people literally who were in a fight for their life. And, you know, I watched the trailer. You know, Clint Malarchuk, he had PTSD, which doesn't surprise me. You know, I dealt with depression, dealt with alcoholism, like lots of things, man. Like, and but the other thing, Speck, was that, you know, that Tony brought up was Steve Tuttle. Steve Tuttle, it was his skate who cut Clint Malarchuk.
Oh, yes, I know that. Yeah.
He did nothing wrong. But, you know, when Tony was talking about, like, there's so, like, the doctor who had to treat him, and the, like, all the other people that endure, like, this serious trauma in a situation like this, and they interview them, and Clint's wife, and, you know, what she had to. Like, I'm really, and then, you know, they have some other people they're going to talk to, and obviously Tony's gone through cancer. He had a major brain injury. Remember when he played and he had the brain injury? So he's endured some pretty traumatic stuff. But, man, I'm just telling you, like, I can't wait to watch this. It's going to be awesome. These are the type of shows, those type of documentaries. I don't care if it's sports or not. I'm all into it. I love it.
Yeah, no, it sounds powerful, and I mean, you're right. Like, you know, there's lots of injuries, and there's lots of situations where you go, uh-oh, like, I don't like how this looks, and the trainer goes out, and the guy limps off. But, I mean, that he almost died on the ice. Like, he was bleeding out. And for everybody around him that night in Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken, it was in Buffalo. I believe it was in the old Odd, if I'm not mistaken. Everyone around him, like, that was panic central. Or I should rephrase that. It's don't panic central. It's get in there and do the job that everyone warned you you might have to do one night. So I could imagine there's 100 trainers out there who have been trained to deal with that situation and have never faced it, right? Have never faced it. And that night, in that moment, those that training staff, they had to get out there and figure that thing out quick and save a man's life. Oh, my God. That was, I mean, I can picture it in my mind's eye right now. I can picture him sitting there and that pool of blood just growing way too fast and thinking, oh, man, what is happening here? So, you know, everything turned out okay. I mean, everybody lived and we did all right, but they're for sure PTSD, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would have been a hell of a situation to be part of.
Speck, Cam Tater reported, other people had said, you know, today at Elks practice, people said, hey, don't, you know, the PR guy asked the media people, and they didn't really follow up on it, but to not tweet about the quarterback and who was taking reps and stuff like that, which...
Not tweet about it. Which, okay.
Yeah. And okay. So Cody Fajardo ended up taking more reps, and so, you know, seems that he's going to be the guy starting on Friday. And there's two trains of thought here, right? You can look at, you know what, obviously they don't like what Trey Ford's doing, or is there somewhat of a protection here of Trey Ford that, man, we don't want it to snowball. I had a bad game. We go into Saskatchewan. They're maybe the best team in the league right now. It's a tough place to play. Is it better to go with Cody? Where do you come out on the decision to go with Cody Fajardo?
Well, I'm going to say this. The football people that I've spoken to over the past two or three or 4 weeks even, would say start Fajardo. Football people don't have the same patience that fans and this media guy does. So let me preface that. And I kind of defer to the guys that have been around the game for a long time. They all say, no, enough of Trey Ford. So having said that, I still come from the camp that this Elks team was never going to win a Grey Cup this year.
Mm-hmm.
For me, this year was about figuring out if Trey Ford, if you can go ahead with him, if he's going to be a quarterback. And I don't think that you 5 games in, you'd give up on that. I think it's too early. I think his leash should be shorter because, yes, you got to win some games here. You can't lose every week. But I think that just like when your starting goalie has a bad game and you pull him after the second period or whenever you pull him, you go back to him because he's your number one. I go back to Trey Ford because he's my number one. If he has another 35-yard game, let's talk some more about this. But right now, he's had one bad game in a row, and now you're pulling him out. I don't believe in it. I think you start him and you show him he's your guy.
All right. Speck,
that's what I think.
Yeah, it's valid, man. It's very valid. Well, good stuff. And we will chat with you tomorrow. Have yourself a good Wednesday, and hope you have a toast to yourself. Job well done for you and everybody at the tournament. Raising a lot of money.
All right. Thanks for the kind words, Jay.